The White House Report.
President Trump is giving his third quarter salary to the Department of Health and Human Services, specifically for combating opioid addictions in this nation. Acting HHS Secretary Hagan.
His decision to donate his salary is a tribute to his compassion, to his patriotism, and his sense of duty to the American people. But it's his compassion, above all, that drives his interest in the issue to which HHS is going to devote his donation, America's devastating opioid crisis. Since day one of this administration, President Trump's leadership on this issue has driven action on it across the federal government. Speaking for HHS in particular, earlier this year, we unveiled a comprehensive strategy that attacks the opioid epidemic on five fronts. The five points are better data on the epidemic, better research into pain and addiction, better pain management, better targeting of overdose-reversing drugs, and better prevention, treatment, and recovery services. This strategy devotes HHS's unique resources and expertise to empowering heroes on the front lines of this crisis. Because, after all, it's our local partners in community clinics, churches, law enforcement, schools, and state, local, and tribal governments who ultimately are going to turn the tide on this epidemic. They are fighting each day, face-to-face with a drug crisis that is killing more than 175 Americans every day. Now just think about that for a second. That means we'll lose seven of our fellow Americans to drug overdoses during this press briefing alone.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says this quarter of giving follows two other quarters of giving.
He donated his first quarter salary to fund restoration projects at the National Battlefield. In the second quarter, he donated his salary to the Department of Education so they could host science, technology, engineering, and math camps for children.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.